At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Every Wednesday afternoon, we bring in an expert to answer all of your questions to give you free advice. So if you've any queries today or you've any thoughts about smart meters, if you're thinking of getting one, maybe you have one, you don't know how it works, if you're wondering how do you get the best out of it, whatever your question, send it in to me on WhatsApp. It's 087 1400 106 is the number, because I'm chatting to Ruth Buggy, who's the head of mobility and the head of mobility and smart networks at the SEAI. How are you, Ruth? How are things?
Really good, Andrea. Delighted to be here today. Thanks, Emil.
Good. Smart meters, roughly, how well is that program rolling out across the country?
Really well. So it started about 3.5 years ago. So there's about 1.8 million smart meters now installed in Ireland. So we're going to be working towards about 2.2 million. So we're nearly there. It's a really great program. It's been relatively easy for anyone involved in it. It's very little disruption in your home. So it's free of charge.
The guy came out to install it at the house. Oh, it's probably last year, I'd say. You know, it was there for not even an hour out the front of the house. Done. That was it, sorted. And I kind of didn't know what I was supposed to do then. It was only at the start of the year when I was renewing the contract with the electricity provider and I had the phone call with them and, you know, are you on a smart meter or not? Yes, different tariffs changed over. But I don't even know if I've had much benefit of it. Now, maybe it's because for a certain part of that period, we had the electricity grant as well. So maybe that has sort of changed, you know, obviously brought down a big reduction in the price of the bill then, but...
It did. And it's hard to see how much your actual cost
is.
Yeah,
that's the thing. I don't know if I've had much benefit.
So you do. So I suppose there's benefits for you and then there's benefits for the country, for all of us, in terms of the smart meter technology. In terms of you, if you've had a smart meter installed, in the first month it goes through a series of communication checks with the network just to make sure it's getting information. And what it will do before you do anything else is it will send your reading once a month. So you'll no longer get an estimated bill. So you'll no longer get those huge highs and lows. You might have been on holidays and you still get a very big bill and you're surprised by it. Or what sometimes happens is you get low bills and then suddenly you get a very high bill because they've caught up with you. So under the old system, you get about 4 meter readings a year. Now you're getting an accurate meter reading every single month. So you will not get that bill shock in the same way as you would have before.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking, I think the last electricity grant ended around March. So there's probably only been one billing period, you know, nearly in that time, or maybe two. And they were kind of low anyway, because obviously you're into the spring, summer months and you're not using as much electricity either. So,
yeah, so it's been a little bit easier for that. That has offset some of the challenges people had with the higher costs we've experienced over the last couple of years. So if you want to then go on to activate your smart meter, so that's really about going on to a smart tariff. So there hasn't been much take up on that side. And that's something we want to encourage people to try. Why there hasn't been much take up? Because people actually have to take a step. And I would say, whilst the meter rollout has been very seamless, there hasn't been a huge amount of information out there. And there's a balance between everyone having a smart meter and telling everybody what they can do with it. So you kind of have to be a little bit proactive. I'd liken a smart meter to a smart watch. It's there on your arm. If you don't choose to look at it, you won't get any information out of it. But if you engage with it and see the information, it helps you with your behaviour change. So you can make choices from that. It's not going to do much else if you don't make a choice to engage.
Funny you say that. I need to sit down now and start examining the bill and looking at where I'm consuming the most amount of electricity. Are there typical areas?
Oh, absolutely. So the big users at home are really the things like the cooker, your shower, your immersion and your tumble dryer. The tumble dryer is a really big one there. So it's choices around that. But in terms of getting on your smart meter and getting on a smart tariff, you have three choices on the smart tariffs. Most suppliers now offer the exact same tariff that they offer to a non-smart meter person, called a smart 24-hour tariff. So you can just switch over. That activates your smart meter.
And am I right in saying as well, from memory, once you, because I did, I've switched obviously when I changed or the contract was up for renewal in January. So I made the switch. But once you switch, you can't switch back.
Correct.
Isn't that,
Yeah. But you're not any worse off. You're getting the exact same tariff you would have got if you hadn't switched it on. So that's a 24-hour tariff. It's the same, exactly the same as what you were on before. But it's capturing your energy use every half hour. So both your supplier will have some sort of information they'll be able to give you, but ESB Networks has a portal where you can go in and look up your electricity meter. So regardless of who your supplier is, you can see all your electricity use for every half hour. So it'll show you when you're using electricity and how much you're using. So that'll help you choose which kind of tariff might suit you.
Okay.
Because the next choice after the standard tariff is the one which is moving to a standard time of use. So that gives you different prices between 8 a.m. and 11 p.m. and between 11 p.m. and 8 a.m.
But you kind of need the information in the first instance to know that, don't you?
Which is why it's a good step to move on to the 24-hour tariff, to get some information to inform the choice, unless you really know how and when you use energy.
And by next year's contract renewal, then I'd be better informed to say, well, hang on, I can switch
to... Yeah. You might not need a whole year. Unless your energy use is very different or your electricity demand is very different from month to month, you should be able to see quite quickly. And then you see there are certain things you can shift. Nobody in this programme is trying to ask people not to cook their dinner at 5 o'clock in the evening, but it's maybe don't put on the tumble dryer and the dishwasher and have the shower running and the immersion and five or six other things in the house at the same time. Some of the things we use, we can move to other times of the day that are cheaper to run.
Okay. Right. Let's get through some of the listeners' questions. Loads of information there generally for people to start off. Porrick is wondering regarding the smart meters. Is it possible to get a display to show live current historical usage from the meter?
So there is an opportunity for people who are on pay-as-you-go meters to get an in-home display with some of the suppliers. It is a technology that will be introduced in time that you'll be able to connect to it. You can buy off-the-shelf options that kind of connect outside of the meter and they can show you what kind of energy you're using. But really what's coming through on the ESB Networks portal is probably a really good option for him, because he doesn't need... So the information you get in the portal is 24 hours behind. The in-home display would give you live today usage, which is what people on pay-as-you-go meters would have.
On the pay-as-you-go, but the other technology isn't there for everybody just yet, but it will be in time. Lorraine is wondering, if you switch to the smart meter, you can't switch back. Is it true? You've answered that. She says, that's why I didn't switch.
But there's nothing to be there's absolutely nothing to be concerned about, because now there is. So it's taken a while for some of the smart services to come on board as the programme has developed. So as I said, there's an equal tariff that's available to you that will be the same as a smart meter or a non-smart meter. So there's no risk. You won't be forced onto a time of use tariff. We think most people could benefit from a time of use tariff with small behavioural changes, but there's no requirement to do that.
Bertie is wondering, how much is a smart meter and how do you use it, and what's the point when we're given when we are given the choice in the matter? When we aren't given the choice in the matter.
So the way the process works is, you're deemed to have opted in. You can opt out if you want. You have to express that and send that to ESB Networks, but you're deemed to have opted in. Your meter will eventually have to be replaced one way or another, because it gets to a certain age. So it has to be replaced. And this is the next generation of technology. So really, the smart meter is free for the customer.
Well, now you don't pay.
You don't pay, but it goes on everybody's bill under network charges. But it's a free service for the individual. So there's no cost there for anyone to be concerned about.
Okay. Shay in Kerry says, since we got our smart meter almost 2 years ago, our bills have definitely increased. I appreciate the price of electricity went up in that period, but we still feel that we're being overcharged. So what can we do?
Really there, it's about looking at the kilowatt hours that you're using, because that's the only baseline that you can have. And lifestyle factors can change that require people to use more electricity. And sometimes that is more of us working from home. If they have a real concern, it would be a case of contacting ESB Networks in that regard.
Okay. About the smart meter, I live in a social housing dwelling, not a local authority. A smart meter was installed, and when I phoned to activate it, I was told I couldn't because I'm not the homeowner, even though the bill is in my name. Is that true? Why did they bother installing it? Because no tenant here can buy their home.
I don't know the answer to that one, but it is an interesting one. I'll certainly take it back to the working group to see what the challenges are in regard to that.
And can they email the SEAI maybe?
They absolutely can. Yeah.
What's the best contact to?
ruth.buggy@seai.ie. B-U-G-G-I-E. That's what I'm going to be getting.
You'll be getting all the personal emails now, Ruth. I live in an apartment and I have a night saver meter. When the engineer came to put a smart meter, he said it can't be installed. Other apartments in the block got another engineer to install theirs. When I rang up, I was told I will never be able to get a smart meter. So how come some apartments will and some can't?
My understanding is that since late last year, they have got a solution for that. So it wasn't initially available. So I wonder, is it a timing issue? But again, that's a question for ESB Networks. But they do have a solution for night saver meters to switch them out. They were prioritising people who hadn't been using them for up to 2 years prior to the switch out. But I believe they do have a solution in that regard.
Okay. I've been told not to get a smart meter, says Catherine. Everybody is saying they're paying more as a result, and the time saving pricing is in the middle of the night. So what's the point?
Well, there is time saving at night, but there is the opportunity to move over in the exact same tariff and to get that information about your electricity usage. So that could help inform behaviour. There are some things you can move to nighttime. It is where the best savings are available. Things like you can get offset timers on washing machines now. So it's quite easy to do that, that you could move your washing machine to run at 2 o'clock in the morning and it would use maybe a fifth of the cost of running it during the day. So when you wake up in the morning, you've got a load of fresh washing that was very cheap to run. So there are opportunities there to do it. But it's about choosing a tariff that best suits the lifestyle of the household and seeing what can be changed.
I got a smart meter installed in my mum's house. The house is empty because she's in a nursing home. The only items constantly on were the fridge, the phone and an oil heating timer. Yet the electricity bill was €370. I contacted the supplier. They said there was nothing they could do and told me to contact the ESB. And they've told me, go back to the supplier. A joke.
Well, it would depend on whether that might have been a balancing bill when the smart meter was installed. There might have been an outstanding amount due. So I think that's a review to understand what exactly was the situation before that last bill came in. On the smart meter, it is tracking it. So again, if they log in and set themselves up on ESB networks, they'll be able to see exactly what's being used in the house and when. So there's a term in, it's more likely in businesses, there's vampire loads. So something is plugged in that you may not be aware of. There might be something in a shed that's plugged in that somebody might know about. So it's using the information, you'll be able to track down where that energy is.
You need to sign up with ESB Network separately, do you?
That's a separate opportunity to get all your data for all your electricity.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's a portal there. It's really useful. So you can use the interface from your supplier. So a lot of them have kind of apps and dashboards and things like that.
I have
But you may change suppliers. Now, only one in six people regularly change their electricity suppliers, and you can save about €800 between the best and most expensive. So it's worth shopping around. Things like switcher.ie, power2save.ie and then bonkers.ie are all accredited by the CRU, the Commission for the Regulation of Utility, to assess the equivalent of the different tariffs out there. So it's worth having a look. If you know how many electricity units you use, that's really helpful to work out what's best for you. If you don't have that information, you can just use the standard average.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. If you have a question for Ruth Buggy, Christy in Kildare says he's waiting 18 months for a smart meter. No sign.
So smart meters were rolled out initially on the basis of location. So they were clustered together and they were rolled out in that. So I've had mine for about 3.5 years in the northeast. You can now again go to ESB Networks and request one. So it could possibly be that your area wasn't being serviced for a period of time, but you can request one now where you couldn't have requested one previous. So get on, request it, and you should get it a bit quicker.
Follow up question. I did actually want to ask you about this when you mentioned it. Is it not dangerous to run the washing machine and dishwasher during the night?
If you have a reasonably modern electricity system in your home and everything is protected in the normal way, it shouldn't be. Some people are more comfortable with it than others.
Okay, so if it's an older system.
Older home, older wiring, things that you might have a concern about. But there's really good protections in modern electricity systems that would protect you from that.
Okay. Listeners wondering, does the smart meter itself use electricity?
Virtually nothing.
Virtually nothing. Okay. Connor in Cork is wondering, why are the standing charge rates so much higher for the smart meters? It's a disincentive to use the smart meter tariff.
Don't have the answer to that one, I'm afraid.
Okay, that's fair enough. John says, I have a smart meter installed, but I haven't signed up yet. Will I continue to get the estimated bills until I sign up? Or will the meter reader still call?
So he has a smart meter and he hasn't signed up to a smart tariff. So once it's been in a month, his actual usage will be sent every month on his behalf. So once a month, his total usage will be sent. So he won't get estimated bills. However, if he goes on a smart tariff, you can choose what day you pay your bill. You can choose to pay every month. You can see how your bill is progressing. It's really empowering to have a smart meter and to have that information available to you and to be able to see what your bill is creeping towards week to week as opposed to seeing it. And you can pay little bits off if that suits you as well. So it's a really good budgeting tool as well.
Okay. Can my energy supplier use my smart meter to switch me to prepayment without telling me?
I don't believe so. I can't see any. There'd be no way that they could do that, that I could imagine.
Yeah. Okay. Are you automatically on the best tariff or do you have to shop around?
Oh, you have to shop around. It changes all the time. Well, you ring your own supplier, use one of those three websites I mentioned there to shop around to see what's available. There's a lot of different ones out there. There's some really interesting ones that offer you free electricity on, say, Saturdays or Sundays. And that might suit some people who do a lot of the stuff around the house on Saturdays and Sundays. Wouldn't suit me. I have a low rate at night and that really works well for what I'm able to do in the house.
So you've everything timed to come on at night?
Yeah, well, I have an EV, so in that regard, right. I'm very lucky. But it means my total charging for 15,000 kilometres a year is about €150.
For the
total electricity. So if I charge at home all the time, I'm getting it about just under 7 cent a kilowatt hour. So I can charge. That's the total fueling cost for my car. It's a lot of money to save.
It is, yeah. John and Navin's wondering, why can't customers change from a smart plan to a 24-hour tariff? It's ridiculous and it's putting people off changing their plan.
There is a smart 24-hour tariff there. So you don't have to take a time of use tariff. So there's confusion. You can't change from a smart to a... Yeah, there's two. There's a smart standard, which is the different time of use, and then there's a smart 24-hour tariff. So there is a smart 24-hour tariff out there.
Okay. George says it's quite simple. The more appliances that you have in use during peak hours, the more it's going to cost you. Simple as that. Aidan is wondering, if everyone moves to 2pm after midnight, is that not the new pressure point?
Absolutely.
It's a good point.
It's a very good point. And it is a challenge that it could keep. We could keep chasing the same peaks. But, you know, we do have a consistent challenge between 5 and 7 in the evenings where there's a lot of people trying to use energy at the same time. And it becomes very expensive at that time and very carbon intensive.
Is there a smart meter coming for gas?
It was part of the deliberations in the original design. So I believe the cost-benefit analysis is broadly neutral. So I don't think a decision has been formally made on that regard. So you don't have a time of use challenge with gas in the same way as you do with electricity. Mm. You still have the bill shock. But again, people can go out and read their meter. You can get a free meter opening key if you don't have one.
Well, just on that, actually, Tony's got in touch. He says, why can't I read my own smart meter? I was told I'm not allowed to open the door. And I used to be able to open the door to the old one.
I don't know why anyone would be told they couldn't read their smart meter. I read mine.
Really?
Yeah. There's no reason why you can't.
To go out to the front of the house and look at where it is?
Yeah.
Right, okay. I currently have level pay with my supplier. If I switch to a smart meter, then I can't get the level pay and would get hit with larger bills at peak times rather than spread it over the year. So I think it's a major disincentive. What is level pay?
So level pay takes what they expect your total electricity usage to be in the year and divide the bill by 12 or 6, depending on if you pay monthly or bi-monthly. So it means you're paying the same every month. So you have that security of knowing what's going to go out of your bank account to pay your total electricity bill price. With the smart meter, you can see how much your bill is week to day by day. Mm. So you can very much put some money off that on a weekly basis if that makes you feel more comfortable and do it like that. But certainly level pay isn't there because it's based on estimated readings.
Okay. Listener says they got a smart meter installed, but nobody ever told me. So what am I supposed to do next? Am I supposed to activate it or will it just happen automatically?
Well, we're launching a smart energy hub next month. So hopefully that'll help people guide them towards the process of what they should do when they get a smart meter. So in this regard, again, the first month is the communications check. And after that, then to connect onto a smart tariff. So pick a smart tariff that works for them.
But in the first instance, when the smart meter is fitted, you actually don't have to do anything initially.
Nope, like nothing.
You're not going to be penalised or anything
there's
like
nothing.
That. And it'll switch itself. The information will be fed back to your supplier within the first month.
That you're on a smart meter.
But
now.
For you to get the best of, out of it, you need to ring your supplier yourself and switch, isn't that?
And go on a smart tariff. That's really the activation point. If you want to get information, it's about the activation of it.
And just finally, I don't know if you've the answer to this. Listeners wondering, are we going to get the €150 credit this winter?
Oh, I wish I knew the answer to that. We'll know in a couple of weeks, I expect.
Yeah, you will. You'll find out in the budget for sure. But I know a lot of people certainly got the benefit of that. It was great to get it over the electricity bills over the few months. Ruth Buggy, thanks a million for coming
Pleasure.
In. Yeah,
thanks,
not
Andrea.
At all. We'll get you back again. Loads of questions about smart meters. Ruth, as I said, is the head of mobility and smart networks at the SEAI.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit hyland.com.